don't know.
Hi, this is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine, this is Deborah.
Hey, Ms. Deborah.
Hi. Yes, I have the number.
Okay, 1 second, okay? Please hold. All right, what's the number?
Okay, 215.
Okay.
82820.
Okay.
0222.
Got it. So that's 215-820-0222.
Yes.
All right. Somebody's going to be contacting you from Family First Care to further you along in the process, and they're going to contact Melvin to send them the hiring application, okay?
Oh, okay. They're going to send it to him. Can he pick it up, or they send it to him?
They're going to send it to
him. Oh, you're far away.
They'll send it to him, but if he wants to stop in the office, he can also do that, but the coordinator will give him all the details.
Oh, okay.
They have to schedule him in if he's coming into the office.
Oh, okay. What was going to ask you? Are you far away?
Our address is 1 Winding Drive. We're right in the county, right in Philadelphia.
Okay, 1
Winding Drive.
One
Winding Drive.
Can you spell that?
Yep, like wind, W-I-N-D, and I-N-G.
I-N-G. Oh, okay, one way. Okay, so 1 Winding Drive.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what area is that in?
North Philly.
Okay, so if you pick up the application, how long do you think this process might go through? About a week or two?
Maybe less if we could get a hold of the service coordinator that handed over the authorization. So what we're going to do right now, we're just knocking on doors, okay? Nothing's going to change. So your care plan is still with that agency. So they still have obligations to you. So if they send you any help or your sister's clocking in and out, let her continue to do so until we take over completely.
Okay, I got you. So
right.
Do I contact my agent? Do I contact the insurance
contact
agency?
No.
Nope. Oh,
no,
not even an agency?
No. Nope.
Okay,
you
so you're
going to
be, so you're gonna be working on the more hours and stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going to put in a request for more time. So when the service coordinator calls you to confirm these changes to the new agency, you're going to tell them right there, hey, I'm in need of more time. I was recently hospitalized. I got a new medical diagnosis. I was put on new prescription medications. You're going to tell her what are the changes since the day that they did your assessment and why you're requesting more time, because that's who you need to tell that to.
Okay. And what else? Okay. I think it was one more scene that do I give Melvin your number or do
you
reach out to him?
You can give Melvin our number, but like I said, the agency's going to reach out to Melvin. He's going to be assigned a coordinator to help him in the hiring process, and then they're going to contact you as well to assist you through the change and to get a hold of the
still
coordinator.
So they still have to stick with me until I change over, you're saying? My sister can still clock in?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
You can still clock
in
and out. Everything stays the same until the service coordinator calls you and says you're no longer with that agency. The service coordinator is also going to call the agency and let them know that you're no longer with them. You don't even need to bother that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, and what's your name again? Let me write down your name. Okay, Jasmine. Yeah, you just gave me that. All right.
Yes.
And your number, I have your number.
Yep.
So you're going to be the one working with me or someone else going to call me?
I'm always going to be available to you because I'm the one that does all the new patient intakes, and I'm the one that sets them forward with the service coordinator. So I gave you my direct number. So, like, if you needed any changes in your care plan, you needed more time, you needed, you know, medical supplies, anything where you feel changes need on your care plan, I'm your to-go-to. But we are a team here at Family First, so I don't do anything on my own. I have a team. So the next step in this, I already did my step, which was submit your referral and send over the notification to the service coordinators, letting them know, hey, this lady needs more time on her care plan. There's some changes in her health conditions. We possibly need a reevaluation, you know?
Okay.
I already did that. So now the second step is the service coordinator is going to be from our agency that's going to get assigned to Melvin, is going to reach out to him to send them the hiring application, and they're also going to be reaching out to you to further you mm-hmm. along in the transition of coming over to our agency.
Okay, thank you so much. And my sister can still stay with them until all this is done, right?
Your sister's going to come. Whoever's clocking in and out right now can continue to do so until we are ready to receive you.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Ms. The changes have to occur
on a state level. So we can't do nothing until the state approves the changes, all right?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. All right.
Absolutely. Well,
I have your number and I have
one.
Thank you. It sounds better already. I feel so much better. All right.
Okay, good.
Thank you and God bless you.
You too. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.